Romans chapter 8, if you got your Bibles, please turn there. We want to give you what the Lord has given us and hope it'll be a help and a blessing to you this morning. We've been working on this thought. The Lord kind of started working with my heart last Sunday morning on this thought. And after dealing with things this week that's been going on around the world and across our nation, it only encouraged me that much more to really dig into this message and try to bring you something that the Lord has given me. Now, I'm going to tell you before I get started this morning, I'm not a man of elegant speech. I don't have a theology degree. I don't have a seminar degree. But I know one thing. I've been down to the banquet house, had my robe washed in the blood of the Lamb. And everything I know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. If you get anything, it'll be because of Him this morning. I love Him so much. And I say it a lot, but it's the truth, because He first loved me. If you found your place, Romans chapter 8, let's stand to our feet this morning for the reading of God's Word. Breaking in at the first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, whom walk not after the flesh, but after the what? Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, though the flesh through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in what? In the what? In the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who? Who walk not after the what? But after the what? I think you're getting it now. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is what? And peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither what? Can it be? Indeed, can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot what? Boy, we need to read that again. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you'll open our hearts this morning and give us ears of hearing and a heart of understanding, Lord, that we could receive your word this morning in a way that we can grow individually, spiritually before you, Lord. We're a church that's hungry. We're in need, Lord, of something this morning. And God, we need to hear from heaven. We need to feed from your oven this morning. Give us fresh bread, Lord, like you never have before. For we love you, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raiseth up Jesus, listen, from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, though the Spirit, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall what? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? We must be led by the Spirit of God. Can I speak to you Christians for just a few moments of time this morning and try to help you with a thought that the Lord has given me? Here we see in this chapter that Paul is teaching and preaching about the spiritual life of Christians and telling them that they are free from the condemnation of sin. If you've been truly born again, if you've truly had your sins under the blood of Christ, you're free from that condemnation of that sin that you once were. The trick of the devil is to tell you how that you're still under that sin. But I'm telling you this morning, you've been set free from that. Amen. You're no longer bound by that, so you don't need to let the devil beat you up with that. You're not that person anymore. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Can I get a witness this morning? You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't know of a Christian yet. I could ask any of you senior Christians that are in here, have you ever doubted your salvation? You would probably say, yes, I have. When we're unlearned of the scriptures and unlearned of what God is doing in our life, when we first become saved and we begin to fail God and make mistakes, that's the first thing the devil tries to do is get you to doubt your salvation, that you've ever really been saved. Can I get a witness on that? I know I'm not the only one. Amen. That's the trick of the devil. But I'm telling you this morning, upon the authority of God's word, God has set a seal upon your life. If you've been down to an old-fashioned altar, if you've given your heart to Christ and you've asked Him to come in and be your Savior, you've come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, there's a seal set upon your life that you are saved this morning. You ought to stand on that and poke the devil right between the eyes and tell him he's a liar. Amen. He's a liar and the father of it. Amen. He loves to lie to people. He loves to bring us down. So today I want to preach on being filled up. Amen. That's what all I could get out of this. I just kept feeling it. And the Lord said, I'm going to fill you up. I want to fill the church up. So I'm going to preach on being filled up this morning. Amen. As children of God, we need to be filled up in our lives. Do y'all realize that? A lot of us are just empty vessels walking around. I'm glad that when God saved us, He filled us with the Holy Spirit of God. Now I'm going to step out on something here for just a moment. When I came to an old-fashioned altar and got saved, I didn't pray for the Holy Ghost. He filled me right then with the Holy Ghost. As I've used an example many times, when you buy a brand new car, you've got to learn how that thing works. You've got to go out there and sit in the seat and play with the knobs and turn that heat on that's in the seat. Anybody ever have one of those? You go down the road and flip a button, all of a sudden the seat starts getting hot. That's not a good thing. You know that? Because you start wanting to go to sleep. Even some of these vehicles got air conditioning in the seat. You can make it cold so you don't sit there and sweat while you're on a long drive. And so you got to learn how these things work, you know. And you play with them. And now I drove a rental car the other day, and I was on a trip and had to take a rental car. And I was driving down the road and went to go over, and that car jerked the wheel back on me. I mean, the car did. It jerked the wheel back. And it made a light come on and a sound come on. And all of a sudden, I realized there was a car right here in my blind spot. And I thought, that's wicked right there. It's a demon in his car, you know. But it saved me from sideswiping that car. That's a new feature they got in that car. So you got to learn about these new cars. They have those things. So it's now that you've got that car, you got to learn how to use it. It's like being a new Christian. You've come and give your life to Christ. You're brand new. You don't understand how everything works. But let me tell you what, you're equipped for the journey, amen? And you've got to get under good sound preaching, good sound teaching, and let the preachers and the teachers teach you what thus saith the word of God. And that way you can learn how everything works. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this morning, God wants to fill you. Number one, if you're going to be filled in God, we're going to have to come out. We're going to have to come out from our sin. That's awful quiet this morning. We tend to get involved in things we should never be involved in. And as new Christians, it'll happen. They'll want to the old people will start coming around, the old friends and the old ways and all. They'll come around and try you out and find out really what you're about. And they'll be trying you, and you'll be trying to make a decision. Do I try to go that way, or do I stay over this way? What do I do? And you ain't got enough Bible in you to really understand what you need to do. But if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit of God, I'm telling you, brand new Christians, the Holy Spirit that lives with inside of you will lead, guide, and direct you in all ways of truth and righteousness. I don't care if you can't quote one scripture. That Holy Spirit will lead you the way you need to go. But we got to come out. Number one, we got to come out. 1 John 1:7, the Bible says, "But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." So we got to walk in the light of God. How do we walk in the light of God? We have a personal one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We start our day with prayer. We start our day with a devotion. You ain't got to sit down and read a chapter of the Bible as soon as you get up. But I'd get up and at least read one verse and say, "God, today, would you speak to me? Let that into my spirit, Lord, fill me with that. May I think upon that and ponder in my mind maybe what that'll mean to me today." And you'll be surprised if you'll pray that way how God will speak to you and begin to revelate your heart and mind of what he wants. Now we've all got technology. Give me a phone, somebody. Somebody's got one right here. Give me a phone right quick. Don't tell me you ain't got one. They probably got 3 or 4 of them. We've all got phones, okay? 99% of us has got these phones now. They got an app called a Bible app. You can download it. King James Version. Load it on your phone. Get up in the morning, pull your Bible app up, get your cereal out, turn your Bible app on. It says verse of the day and gives you a verse of the day. You can go on there and read that verse. You can say, "God, help me with this verse. Lord, let me understand what it means to me." And you can go on to work. You can think upon that verse. Maybe along about 12 o'clock, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit begins to knock on your heart and you're thinking real hard about that. You'll pull that scripture back up and look at it again. And all of a sudden it starts making sense. You know what he's doing? He's writing up on the tablets of your heart the scriptures, and it's becoming alive in your life. It's becoming part of you. And God will use that. So use the technology that God has given you and use it for his glory. Amen? Other than gossiping and other than doing things we shouldn't do, these phones can be a wonderful thing. 2 Corinthians 6:17, the Bible says, "Wherefore come out from among them." You need to mark this in your Bible. I got it circled in my Bible, highlighted in everything. 2 Corinthians 6:17. "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you." That's what the Lord is saying. We've got to come out from among them and be ye separate. You cannot go down to the beer joint and be a witness to your buddy drinking beer. You cannot sit on the bar stool beside of him and tell him about Jesus while everybody around you is drinking beer. You've got to come out from among that. God will allow you to be in a place to where you can be a witness to that person if your heart is burdened for that person. You do not have to go in the places of ill repute to try to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. If they are truly on your heart, God will make a way for you to speak to them. Christians don't need to be in those places no how. Thank you very much. This day and time, it's not popular to live holy before God. It's more popular to be a compromiser than it is to be holy. 1 Peter 1:16, the Bible says, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." I want you to be holy because I am holy, saith the Lord. I didn't say that. Your pastor did. I'm giving you what's coming from heaven, amen. "Be ye holy, for he is holy." I'm talking about how to be filled this morning. I'm giving you some stuff, how you're going to fill your vessels up this morning if you want to hear from a God. Ephesians 5:8, the Bible says, "For ye were sometimes in darkness." Sometimes you were. "But now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." We're to walk as children of the light. I used to be in darkness. I ain't darkness no more, Brother Luke. I'm in the light now. I need to walk as a man in the light. Have you all ever noticed? We're going to have one of them services one of these times. One of these evening services. And we're going to turn all the lights off in this place. And it's good and dark outside. Did you ever notice when you're in a dark room, you can light the littlest thing? I've got these headphones that I use for my phone. It's a Bluetooth where I don't have to use my phone. I can just use this Bluetooth thing. And I have to plug it up at the night. And it's got a LED blue light on it. And I'm telling you, if that blue light in the middle of the night won't light the whole house up. I mean, you think somebody's standing in the window with a fog light, blue, shining through the house. That little bitty light takes over the darkness and lights it up. Ain't that just the way Jesus is? I'm glad he can drive out the darkness. If we'll walk in him and love him and seek him and come out from among the world, he'll light up our lives, amen, and we won't be like we've ever been. And when we walk into the room, people will say, "There's something about that person." They won't have to come and ask you. They'll say, "That must be a Christian." Watch them, how they act. If you don't think you won't be tried, you'll be tried. Your faith will be tried. People will try you. Number two, we only don't only have to come out from among the world. And I'm talking about being filled. You need to make a commitment. I ain't talking about joining churches and doing all these things, which is awesome. It'd be wonderful if you thought this was a good place and you wanted to consider this your home. We'd love to have you. But I'm talking about making a commitment to the cause of Christ is what I'm talking about. You need to be committed to the cause so that God can use your life. Psalms 37:5, the Bible says, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." A lot of you got things going on in your life. You don't know where you're headed or what's going on. If you'll commit your life to the Lord, he will bring your heart's desire to pass. I believe that with all of my heart. Do I always get all of my heart's desires? I sure don't. But I'll tell you what, when I walk with him, it sure makes the way a lot easier. When I'm seeking him, everything seems to be working out so much better. God can do that in your life if you'll trust him this morning. I quote this verse all the time because I love it. I've made it part of my life. Matthew 6:33. Seek. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. I'm talking about a person walking with God. I'm not talking about those that just half-heartedly serve God. I'm talking those that have come out and those that have made a commitment to God. When they start seeking the things of God and his will in their life, they start seeing things happen. They really do. And when bad things do happen to these kind of people, they still lift up their head and say, "It's for the glory of God. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I know Brother Dennis is teaching on Job. And if he hasn't taught that already, that's going to be part of it. We see that in Job's life. He give God the glory no matter how bad it got. He still give God the glory. How about you this morning? Are you that committed? Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." We have not because we've asked not. He has a storehouse full of blessings. They're right there. All you got to do is ask for them. But we'll turn away and not want it. I'll tell you this morning, we need to get committed to the cause of Christ. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as much as more as you see the day approaching. Have y'all watched the news lately? Have you seen how wicked this world has got? We need to pull together as a family of believers more now than ever. I'm telling you right now, Brother Rocky, I need you more than I've ever needed you right now. Brother David, I need you right now. We've got to pull together as brothers because people are dying lost without God and going to a devil's hell. And we must tell them that Jesus is coming again. Yes, we want to hold up a standard. We're going to stand up for Christ. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to give in. We're not going to sell out, amen. But we're going to stand for Christ in this wicked day, amen. In this wicked day. I can't help what went on in Daddy's day and Papa's day and what they were. I'm living in this time. God has chosen me for this time, and we need to stand now. Ladies, you need to stand now for Christ. Don't stand tomorrow. Stand right now for the cause of Christ. When people ask you who you are and what you are, stand up and say, yes, I'm a Christian. We're living in wicked, wicked times. But I'm telling you, God is still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still in power. And when he says enough's enough, this thing will wrap up. I'm promising you. But there's free will right now. I have been asked more this week. Me and Ravonda was talking yesterday. I've been asked more in the last week why God does this and why God does that than I have in a long time. And if you remember the young man that was sick in the Bible, and they asked, why is he sick? Why has this happened? Is the mother and father committed sin? Has he done something? But they said, it's for the glory of God. Amen. And whatever you're going through in life, good or bad, it's for the glory of God. He stood up for you. Are you going to stand up for him? Are you going to be ashamed? We need to commit. So not only do you need to commit to that cause, number three, you need to get involved. You need to get involved. You can see what's going on at Vickers Chapel. God is moving. God is growing the church. God is blessing. But I'll tell you, as it grows and more people come in, we need more help. We've got to get people involved. We got to get people committed. We got to get people filled up for the cause of Christ. Because this thing's getting bigger than I can handle. It's getting bigger than they can handle. But I'll tell you one thing, it'll never get big enough that God can't handle it. Amen. If we'll seek him first with our whole hearts here at the church and put him first in everything, God will bless it and direct it the way he wants it. Amen. Psalms 122:1, the Bible says, I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when I got up this morning knowing I was headed to the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, Brother Todd, but I was glad when I got up this morning. I was glad when I got here. When I saw every one of you start, boy, I got even gladder. That ain't even a word, but I was gladder when you started showing up, amen. That's hillbilly terminology for you. I'm glad to see you this morning. God's glad to see you this morning. Colossians 3:23, the Bible says, and whosoever ye do, whatsoever ye do, it heartily, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Knowing that the Lord that ye serve will receive, you will receive an inheritance, a reward for your faithfulness to the cause of Christ. I'm not in this to see, well, Lord, what are you going to give me? I'm in this because of what he did for me. I ain't been where he died, but I'm going where he lives. Amen. I heard that song this week and had me a fit when I heard it. It's good. Sometimes I need me a little boost, and I'll turn me a good gospel song on, and I'll hear something. Or I'll need something, I'll find a radio station or a preacher or somebody preaching or something, I'll listen, see if I can get me a nugget from it. and it'll help me along the way. And I may call or text a brother and encourage them. If I get pricked by the Holy Spirit and get excited, I'll send it out to other people. I want to get them excited. You ought to be the same way. That's how you get committed. That's how you get involved in the things of God. So we need to be involved. But we also, in getting committed, getting involved, coming out, doing all these things, you know what will happen? You can receive a blessing. A blessing like you've never got in your life. You'll never go wrong committing your life to the cause of Christ. I'm telling you this morning, Malachi 3:10. Let me read that to you this morning. It says, "Bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house, and prove me now here, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that ye shall not have room enough to receive." Your tithes and your offerings. Yes, we pay our tithes to our church, but we can bring offerings by our giving and in our work here at the church in so many different ways. We can give that to the Lord, and they can be that blessing that pours down. He said he would pour it down upon us if we'll do these things. I want to help you understand this morning for just a moment. Chris and Mark, I'm going to use you all this morning. And Brother Todd, come up here, man. This is a vessel of the Holy Spirit. When you got born again, you received the Holy Spirit, each one of you. I want you to stand right here in front of this table. Don't move, okay? Don't stand right there. Keep that cup just like that, okay? You're my one, okay? Right. You're the one I'm depending on. You stand there. You got your vessel. He's ready. All right? Now, you two, you're a whole nother matter.
Nothing but trouble.
They're saved, but they can't get their eyes off the old way. And so what I want you two to do, I just want you to walk back and forth in front here. I just want you to walk that way, and you walk that way, and then pass each other. And I don't stop walking. You all do that. Just keep walking back and forth with one another. Now, this is the Christian life right here. The Lord has called us to be stable, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of God. Now, he said he had a storehouse full of blessings if we would just trust him. But we're too busy running around after the things of the world, keeping our eyes off of what God wants, when he said he had a storehouse full of blessings. But you got this one. He's coming. He's committed. He's come out. He's doing everything that he's supposed to be doing. And you know what God's doing? He's coming right over, and he's he's filling him up. He come to church, and he got him something. He got some filled in there, and he's happy now because he's getting filled up for God. He's getting involved, and God's a blessed. Now, God's wanting to bless these two, but he can't do nothing with them because he won't be still. I'm going to tell you right now, God's not going to chase you down to bless you. We're going to have to get where God's at. I said we're going to have to get where God's at till we can get blessed, amen. And these two here, to keep on walking, y'all ain't done yet. I've been trying to get them to settle down. They won't settle down. This is what God wants. He's wanting to fill him, but he's like this. He won't never stay still. So when he don't want it and he don't want it, you know what God's going to do? He's going to come right over here. Fill him on up. And he's still wanting to bless. He's blessing the church, and the church is growing. These two can't get their eyes off the world. They're still doing it their way. They're wanting to be filled of God, but they don't understand what's going on. They won't listen to the preached word of God. They won't have a daily devotion. They won't pray like they're supposed to, but they're wanting to be filled of God. But they can't get settled down to get filled of God. They'll come to church sometimes, and sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll pray, sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll sing, sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll pray for their pastor. Sometimes they, but guess what he's doing? He's doing it the whole time. So the Lord's filling him up. Filling him up, filling him up, filling him up, filling him up. Look at there, he's filled up. He's doing good. I mean, he's filled up for the Lord. And these two are getting jealous because he's filled up. And the Lord's wanting to bless him. She's wanting to bless both of these guys. But he can't bless them because they keep on doing the things of the world. So you know what the Lord does? He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you their blessing just a little bit. I'm going to run you over, amen.
That's right.
That's what God does. He'll run you over. He'll run you over. He'll fill you up.
Right. Yeah.
But all of a sudden, these two will pay attention. They'll see what's going on in the house of God. They'll see this brother blessed like this. They'll get still for God. You know what God will do? Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. And he'll start. Even though they've been running around, they'll get clean with God. He'll start filling them up, amen. And he'll start filling this one up. I'm glad that God loves us unconditionally. And he'll keep on filling us up and filling us up and filling us up and filling us up. Bless the Lord until we start almost to run over. That's the kind of God we serve. He'll fill you to full capacity. Amen. The devil's always coming around trying to stick his finger in your blessing. Like that. He's always trying to rob your blessing. But about the time that the devil's trying to rob that, God will come and fill you on up. Just like that. That's what God will do, amen.
Amen.
He'll fill you up. All right, you guys are done now. Y'all can set it on the table there. I wouldn't give my blessing away. Set it right there, brother. Be fine. It ain't going to hurt a thing. But God wants to do something this morning. He wants to fill us all up. But it's going to take a commitment. It's going to take you seeking after God. He's got a storehouse full of blessings this morning. And he loves you. He's been so good to you. The least that you could do is live for him. As we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.